That is why the translators translate it, he cannot sin, meaning not able to sin. But if you look carefully, the word dunatai also lies in the fact of your, it lies in your ability, not just in your impossibility. Now, there are two different things. Some things are impossible to you because you're not able to. Correct. But if I say that the ability is increasing, then you're slowly able to. So the word there, the translators struggle because, strictly speaking, they can translate it as cannot sin. But I would rather put it literally. Because the ability to sin is not there. Now that conveys something different. Right? That means that God deals with something within us to enable us not to like sin. Not to like the taste of sin or the pleasure, the looks of sin. The ability is that way. But when you leave it as the word cannot, it looks like you don't choose it anymore. When you leave it in the word ability, it shows that the choice is still there according to your ability. That's what the word means. And so, we can be free from sins instantly. We can be free from sin gradually, the sin nature. But in totality, it is God's will that He has a holy people. The Bible says He's calling out a holy nation, a holy people unto Him that He could be pleased with. Let's pray.